Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jody Mack is on the mic. He's waited all week to talk to you, take your calls, read your tweets, and handicap and recap the week that was. Here's Jody Mack.
Hour number four on our five-hour get-together here on CBS Sports Radio. Jody Mack hanging with you. We got plenty of time to still shoot the breeze. I'll keep my phone lines open at 855-212-4227. But I've got an excellent guest joining us for the next 10, 15 minutes. I'm very much looking forward to talking to. You should recognize his name. He's been a prominent head coach in college football for the last couple of decades, including Central Michigan, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Arkansas State, where he's coaching now with the Red Wolves. Coach Butch Jones joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Coach Jody McDonald, thanks for carving out a couple minutes for us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and Jody Mack, as always, appreciate the opportunity.
Our pleasure. No, thank you for joining us. All right, and I do want to talk about your Red Wolves program and the transfer QB you got coming in next year to hopefully lift your fates and fortunes a little bit. But I do want to roll it back about a decade and change. When Cincinnati was recruiting you to become their head coach and leave Central Michigan, is there any truth to the rumor that you said, "Well, shoot, yeah, I'm going to take the job. You've got two potential Hall of Famers there and the Kelce brothers. Why wouldn't I want to come and coach Cincinnati if I got those two guys?"
Well, you talk about growth and development of two individuals. And really didn't know much about the Kelce brothers going there. And, you know, Jason was a few years ahead of Travis. But, you know, Travis really was kind of, you know, not really in the picture, so to speak. And everything was about Jason, but the transformation that Travis has made as a player, as a person, and then obviously, you know, Jason's been one of those individuals, very consistent, very strong-willed. So to sit back, if you go back in time and you say, are you surprised that these individuals have had the success that they've had? You know, when you look back at it, I would say no, because you know, you look at their competitive character, you look at their makeup, their toughness, the way they play the game, the position intangibles that each one presents at their prospective positions. It's really not happened by luck, by chance. It's happened by hard work and the ability to overcome and withstand adversity.
All right. You mentioned that when you showed up in 2010, Jason was part of it. Travis was not. Travis spent the year suspended, drug issue. He certainly came back and helped you in following years. But that first year with Jason, a solid guy in the middle of your line, leading. I know what kind of a leader he is for the Eagles now, so I'm assuming he's the exact same in Cincinnati. How tough was that year for him, being out there trying to advance his own career, win for you and his teammates, but doing so without his brother?
Well, I think when you look at them, you know, you talk about families and bonded by love and respect and brotherhood. You know, these are probably the two closest-knit brothers I've ever been around. you know, the love that they have for each other, the respect that they have for each other. You know, I think Jason being the older sibling, I think just Travis, the amount of respect that he has for Jason. And I know that that year was really extremely challenging with Jason. And then when Travis, you know, was suspended, we had to to get him right. And, you know, he was kind of behind on the maturity. And Jason was gone. He was a rookie with the Eagles at that point in time. And Jason and I talk quite frequently. And, you know, we set up a plan. And it's been well documented. So I called him in the office, suspended him, and I said, I'll give you an opportunity to earn your way back on the team, but you're going to have a 3.0 in the spring semester. And if you ask Travis, he jokes about it. He ain't ever had a 3.0 in his life. And very fittingly, I believe he had about a 3.2.
Nice.
And then probably the most amazing thing happened was summer, we have a group of retired United States military come in. It's a company called The Program. And they come in and they train your football team. It's a two-day event, and it's on leadership. And it's really leadership training through shared adversity and then what a good teammate looks like. And they go through about 24 hours, and it's grueling, it's grinding, it's mentally exhausting. There's some physical challenge to it. But then they come in and they do a debrief with the coaches, and they actually tell you who the leaders of your football team are. And remember, Travis really hadn't done much in his career up to that point in time, but I always had a soft spot for Travis because there was a lot of good. Travis is a very good person. And so the leader of the program looks at me and says, Coach Jones, you may not want to hear this, but the leader of your football team is Travis Kelce.
Wow.
And I looked at him, and he said, he has influence. And I thought to myself, there's no way. And I will tell you this, they were 100% correct. I have never seen an individual make a transformation like he did, apply himself. He was the leader of our team. He was the heart and soul. He set the foundation of physicality. And I used to chuckle because before every game he wore 18 at Cincinnati, that the officials would come up to me before the game. And this happened before every game. And they said, now, Coach Jones, we need you to do one thing. We need you to control 18 today. Now, he likes to play through the echo of the whistle. And I would smile because I knew that it had come from the opposing coach, so we had a competitive advantage right there. But just the progress, you know, Travis has made has really been really remarkable to watch. And then when you look at Jason, you know, for the stature, he was an undersized offensive lineman. He was about 285 pounds. And that summer going into his senior year, he came to me and said, Coach, I think I want to switch to linebacker. And I started laughing. He goes, no, I'm serious. I'm probably not going to get big enough, and I'm going to play in the NFL. I said, with all due respect, you're going to stay at center, and we're going to help you put the weight on. But when you look at it, he came out, and he really, you know, with the intangibles and the specifics by position in the offensive line, he really didn't meet a lot of that criteria. So we had a number of franchises coming in, and some worked him out as a linebacker. Some worked him out as a fullback. But, you know, what he possesses, he's extremely intelligent, and he's as tough-minded and as tough as an individual as there is. And so, really, there's no secret that, you know, he anchors and he sets the tone up front for the Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles were smart enough, maybe quasi-lucky enough, to get him in the sixth round! And the guy for me is a first ballot Hall of Famer. So the story you told about the people coming in to give you insights to your team when they work with them and who the actual leaders are, and they told you that it was Travis. I take it that was 2011 or 12 after Jason had left the program and gone to the Eagles?
That is correct. That was Travis's last year at Cincinnati.
Okay, because I guarantee you Jason would have been the choice if it had been 2010.
No question about that. But, you know, I think the thing is Travis is very prideful, and Travis is one of those individuals who hates to disappoint. And I know he didn't want to disappoint Big Brother, and, you know, he looked up to him. And like I said, the story is really remarkable, and Travis is one of my all-time favorites, you know, and it's just to see his progression of really becoming the face of that organization, the face of the tight end position in the National Football League. But you know, the thing about Travis is he's as gifted as an athlete as they come. And I joke about it. If he would have went out for baseball at Cincinnati, he would have been the starting pitcher. If he would have went out for basketball, he would have been one of the starters on the basketball team. He's that uniquely gifted. And I know he's a great high school or a great hockey player when he was younger, but he's exceptionally gifted as an athlete.
right, so let me ask you this, because I've been asking everybody this for weeks now, because we watched Kansas City, now they're back on the Super Bowl again, great showdown, two Kelsey's, blah, blah, blah. Patrick Mahomes, they lose Tyreek Hill, they bring in a couple of veteran wide receivers, good wide receivers, but not superstar wide receivers. So you look at any time they snap the ball, who would I try and take out if I were the opposing team's defense? Well, start with Travis Kelce, and then go to Travis Kelce, and my third choice would be to stop Travis Kelce, because if I get beat by Marquez Valdez-Scantling, okay, fine, I just don't want to get beat by Kelce. Yet he gets open 10 to 12 times a game. And I don't just mean open. I don't mean athletic plays going up, contested balls, 50-50s, and he athletically takes it away from the defender. No, he's just wide open. Is he that good a route runner that he just gets separation on every single play? You're singing his praises as an athlete, and I think as a tight end, he's a phenomenal athlete, but he can't compare athletically to the Devontae Adamses of the world and the other wide receivers. He gets more open than they do. How the hell does he do it?
Well, besides his toughness, I'm going to tell you how he does it. Instincts. He has tremendous instincts, and if you look at, there's a lot of times where he'll break a route off. He can find the open zone. He knows how to get open and create separation versus man coverage. You know, obviously they do a great job schematically of really, you know, putting him in matchup positions, you know, so kind of forcing the hand of a defense of who they're going to match up against. But really at the end of the day, that's really been one of his great skill sets, and it's his instincts for the position. He just has a unique way of being able to get open and feel it and find it. And I think that's really the great separator of really what makes him different than any other tight end in the National Football League.
We're talking to Butch Jones, former Kelce coach at the University of Cincinnati, also Central Michigan, and right now at Arkansas State. And I'll get you an Arkansas State question or two before we get out of here, Coach. But one last Kelce question. Having had both kids there, know you had to get to know the Kelce family. Mama Kelce is becoming a bit of a star this week with her half Chief, half Eagle jersey and asking who she's going to root for. And I thought she was great this week when she said, well, only one of my two sons has given me grandchildren. So I don't want to say that I'm leaning one way or the other, which is in Jason's favor. How big a part? We know how tight Jason and Travis are. How tight was the family? How much did that get him back into your good graces to become a star tight end for you at Cincinnati?
Very tight, very close-knit family. You know, and I think you can see it. I think, you know, the one video that was on Twitter that showed Jason and his family watching the end of the Chiefs game, and Jason had his Chiefs sweatshirt on, and then after it's over with, he kind of politely takes it off and doesn't say anything and puts his Eagles. That right there, that video that was on Twitter and social media, that summarizes what that family's all about. Tremendous pride, so much love in that family, so much respect, expectations. It's a very unique family.
All right. One of your stops on your coaching tour between Tennessee and Arkansas State was a couple years at Alabama under Coach Saban. And while you were there, you had a quarterback who was a part-time starter, came off the bench, turned into a pretty good NFL player by the name of Jalen Hurts. When you had Hurts the year you were an offensive assistant at Alabama, did you know that this monster upside that he realized this year with the Philadelphia Eagles was there in it for the taking?
Well, I think when you look at Jalen, he's always been a winner. You know, everywhere he's gone, he's won, whether it was in high school, obviously, whether it was at Alabama winning a couple of national championships and now into the National Football League. And there's something to be said about that. He just has a poise about himself, a quiet confidence, and he can elevate everyone's play around him. And, you know, you look back, you know, it's another remarkable story where, you know, he actually came in and helped us win the SEC championship. And led us from behind, led us in a two-minute drill against Georgia. And that was very fitting. And I think, again, in the world of everyone leaving in the transfer portal, and obviously when Tua was a starting quarterback, for him to sit where he sat was a great teammate, very, very supportive. And probably if you asked him, he probably learned more about himself in that year than any. And he's probably been able to really apply this to the next level. But he has great poise, great confidence. And again, it's no surprise he's doing what he's doing as well.
Unbelievable work ethic as well. A great quote from Nick Sirianni, his head coach, said, "I don't know what Jalen's ceiling's going to be, but I'll guarantee you he reaches it. Whatever he's capable of becoming, he will become that because of his work and dedication to become the best that he possibly could be." And other than Mr. and Mrs. Hurts, his parents, I don't even know if Jalen knew he could be as good as he was this year for the Eagles. All right, Coach.
That's another side story, not to interrupt you, but
sure, please.
That's another side story, you know, with how far Jalen has come with his career. As well. So when you really look at kind of going into this Super Bowl, there's so many great human interest stories that really surround two great football teams. So I'm hoping it ends up to be a great game.
All right. So where next Sunday will Coach Jones be watching a couple of his former players from Cincinnati, one specifically at quarterback from Alabama? Where do you watch it and do you root?
Well, that's a difficult question. And I'll probably be sitting at home in a quiet room, really watching the game and just really watching them compete and kind of being like a proud dad. You know, not only do we have, you know, Travis and Jason in the game, but Trey Smith is the starting right guard for the Chiefs, who we recruited and played for us at Tennessee. So we have those two individuals on the Chiefs. And then obviously, with Jason with the Eagles, and then Derek Barnett. Is another individual who we recruited and played for us at Tennessee, who's on injured reserve. We've got Jalen Hurts and Smitty. So it's going to be a fun Sunday to watch the game, but I'm going to be neutral.
Okay, you're sticking with neutral. That's your story, and you're sticking to it. Good for you.
That's exactly right.
Coach, a couple of quick questions. Your program in college football heading into 2023. I did read that you got a pretty big transfer, a kid who's played at big programs. I don't know if that goes back to your Tennessee ties as well. Give us the updated scouting report on the new quarterback you're going to have next year that you got out of the transfer portal.
Well, we're excited. You know, we've had to rebuild a program from ground zero. We've had two back-to-back top recruiting classes in the Group of Five and in the Sun Belt. So now we have the foundation in peace, and as we know with the transfer portal now, the world is ever-changing. But to be able to add an individual like JT Shroud, who we felt going in was one of the best quarterbacks in the portal, and, you know, we fit everything that he was looking for, and he fits everything that we're looking for. So it was a great, two parties coming together to really meet each other's needs. And he's a great individual, extremely competitive, just like the individuals we've talked about this evening. So we're excited where our program is going to start to go in year three. It's been a journey, but I want to invite you. And if you ever want to come to watch us play in Jonesboro, Arkansas, we have tremendous facilities. We'd love to have you come and be my guest.
Thank you very much for that, Coach. I will consider it. Last question for you. And Arkansas State is different than that other school in Alabama. I think they call themselves the Crimson Tide. So there are different levels of college football, and you're in the Sun Belt where you're at right now. Recruiting. If you have to do 100% recruiting, we always think of recruiting as getting high school kids to come and become stars at your program. It's now much more than that with the transfer portal. If you had to break down the 100% of importance to your program where it's at right now to be able to recruit the way you want to recruit, how would you split up the transfer portal and the high school kids you got coming in if you had to divvy up the 100% in the recruiting world?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And we talk about it all the time. And I think roster management, today's world of college football, is absolutely vital. And we made it a point. We're still going to build with high school players. I think you build that. I think you're really living on the edge if you're living in the portal year to year. So we actually signed, I believe it's the most high school players in the Sun Belt. We actually signed 23 high school players over the two signing periods, and then we were able to bring in about 12 to 13 transfers, 13 to be exact. So, we're still going to build it with high school players and then supplement it with transfer players. But, you know, I think in today's world, you know, the love for football, the love to practice, the competitive nature, the competitive character is never more important than sticking to your recruiting profile and being able to execute that.
Sounds like a guy who knows to build a program, and they will only get better at Arkansas State. I can guarantee you that. Coach Jones, thank you very much for, A, coming on, and, B, sharing great stories. I know you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to be a little torn while you're watching the game.
That's right.
But you will enjoy yourself on Sunday. Do just that.
Well, thanks again for your time, and thank you for all you do for this great sport. And I hope you enjoy watching the game next week as well.
We will do just that. That is Coach Jones, did a phenomenal job jumping in with us. Butch Jones, head coach of Arkansas State, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Jody Mack, running a little late. Got to get a break in here. Then we'll come back, restoke the phones. Some fun Kelce stories there. He started with Jason. He finished with Travis. He had them both at Cincinnati. Just never had the two of them together at the same time. But they'll be together on the field next week. The first time ever brothers will match up in the Super Bowl. Eagle fans, Chief fans, football fans, get on my phone lines, 855-212-4227. The Mac Man here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.